Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Joe Moravchik wants his chance to unseat District 20B Representative Todd Lippert. He introduced himself to KYMN listeners last week. He, his wife, and their two daughters have lived in Lonsdale since 2007. His background is complex, he says, having taught and coached in New Mexico for 6 years and then deciding to become a police officer.
From there, I went into major crimes, and then I was a sergeant, then I was a shift commander, and unfortunately, I was injured in the line of duty. And that was a job I would have done for 25 years if I could have, but the injury changed that for me.
Moravchik then went to William Mitchell College of Law, wanting to give a voice to those who may not have one. As for wanting to become a legislator, he said it's his continuation of service.
I think putting people in the best position to succeed translates well from my background in state politics.
Moravchik believes people are tired of bitter bipartisanship in the legislature and want reasonable and effective people in office. He believes he's prepared for the position with his experience in learning to argue both sides of an issue and the art of negotiation. There's much more to his interview on KYMNradio.net, including his thoughts on handling the coronavirus and an account of the federal stimulus dollars.
I want to know where all that money goes, and it is important to me as a taxpayer, and then if I had this great opportunity to be a representative, it would be to make sure we're balancing our books here in Minnesota. I think that's important, too.
I have a link as well as I have more information on his volunteerism on our website, KYMNradio.net. The Minnesota House 20B Republican Endorsing Convention will be May 21st. Josh Gare is also seeking the Republican endorsement. He lost in 2018 to Todd Lippert. Beth Kallestad is the program coordinator for the City of Northfield's Climate Action Plan, which was adopted last year. As a city,
we're really trying to focus on looking at our buildings and energy efficiency pieces that we can start to implement, and also where our electricity and fuel is coming from, and as much as we can switch that to renewable sources.
Looking at waste is also a part of climate change, as what goes into the landfill turns into methane gas. Kallestad said they'll have a college student help do research over the summer. This isn't a new idea, it's just figuring out how it works for Northfield. There will be further recycling education, as many don't understand what really can go in the can. Kallestad explains,
glass, jars, bottles, some of the plastics, numbers 1, 2s, and 5s are the best to put in there because they actually have a recycling market. Paper and cardboard can go in there, aluminum and steel cans, the food and beverage cartons, the TerraPack things that have a little cap on them that have soup or some other things like that in them. And ideally things that are like bigger than a deck of cards, because if it's too small, it gets stuck in the recycling mechanisms.
Also things that are clean. Don't put plastic bags of any kind in your recycling bin. I have a link to DSI, the city's waste hauler, with more information. When in doubt, throw it out. Kallestad's full interview is also on our website. Maple Street between Sibley Drive and Meadowview Drive will be closed tomorrow and Thursday for work related to the Sibley Elementary School addition and renovations project. And due to construction on 7th Street, the Northfield Farmers Market will be temporarily relocated to 8th and Poplar Streets across from the Riverside Park shelter through early June. The market is scheduled to open this Friday and will run weekly on Tuesdays and Fridays from 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. To access the market, enter from Woodley and Poplar Streets from the south. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.